Welcome to the Divinely Human Podcast.
I am Alicia.
And I'm Tanita.
This podcast is where deep dives and real life collide.
Where we open the sealed section from the cosmic to the chaotic.
Let's dive in.
Hello and welcome back to the Divinely Human Podcast. We are so grateful to have you here, and we have a very spicy, fiery episode for you today. We're going to be talking all about the Pluto in Aquarius predictions. Leisha actually posted a reel with her predictions on there, and I was like, we need to talk about this on the podcast. So we'll be kind of having an open dialogue about those predictions, because I think that it's a really interesting conversation, especially when one of those outer planets moves into a new sign. There are some big things on the horizon. I can feel it.
Mm-hmm. Such big things. And I mean, anyone who is an astrologer has been aware of this for a long time. So obviously we've both been very clued on to onto this move that is taking place. And obviously we've had a little taster of it last year for a few months, and then obviously it moved back into Capricorn, and now we're here again and we're about to have another taster of it. And then obviously it will move, it will obviously go retrograde again and back into Capricorn for a little while, but then obviously going to solidify for the next 20 years or so in Aquarius in, I think, November, I think it is, off the top of my head. So, I mean, that's exciting. Big, big things happening. I don't know. I feel like, so I'd love to get, I feel like we've actually spoken a little bit about Pluto together before.
Yes, I think we actually did it, because I think we were talking a little bit about it with the Lilith episode.
Yes, yes. I remember that. Because it is like the planet of the underworld, right? And
yes.
I think I just have this really nostalgic feeling right now. Like, I've had this conversation with you about it, about like the things that we fear about it, that we, I mean, I don't necessarily look at Pluto and feel overwhelmed or like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Whereas I feel like a lot of the spiritual community and the astrological community itself do.
Yeah.
I feel like you're on the same page as me about this, though. We're always like digging up like what things actually mean and like pushing away that shadow. Like, obviously it's important, light and shadow, but I feel like there's this whole stereotype that gets pushed onto Pluto that I feel like it's not necessarily a great way to move into this major transit for the next like 19, 20 years and have this feeling like this impending doom, like, oh my God, like the whole world's going to be turned on its head, you know?
Yeah. Yes, I totally agree. And you know what? Because Pluto's associated with the death card in tarot. And I think that, you know, you think about the death card or even the tower card, and it looks like destruction. It looks like that really intense energy. And I think the really important thing to remember with everything is like, it is what you make it. And it's always two sides of the coin. Like, without fires, we wouldn't have renewal of like the forest. And it's really just important to understand that death is a part of life, and it's a huge part of life, and it should be something that we talk about openly without fear and without that dense lower emotion. So I think it's going to be a really interesting conversation, because you're right, there are so many people out there who are playing into this fear, and it's creating more scared emotion in the community, which we just do not need at this point in time. So and I think it's going to be a very different facet of Pluto that we've seen, because it's obviously mingling with that Aquarius energy. I actually think we're going to see huge amounts of innovation. And I think the death part is going to come from particularly businesses and parts of society that doesn't want to innovate and doesn't want to be a part of the greater good of the collective. I think that's where the destruction is going to come in. I don't actually think it's going to come in for quote unquote the good guys, right?
Yes, I feel like absolutely. It's almost like those who aren't willing to integrate this new way of doing things, whether that's a business, whether you're an individual, I feel like it's going to be both on that small scale and that large scale as well. I feel like there's almost going to be that feeling of being, not to incite fear, but like the feeling of being left behind in a way, where it's like, I know that some people have spoken about it and they're like, everyone's going to die. Those who are being left behind are going to die. And I'm like, no, just stop. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that if you aren't willing to innovate and find new ways to make things work for you in a way that is aligned with this Aquarian energy, then you will maybe see like, maybe less abundance in your business or less growth and connections with people or things, or, you know, just in general, there's going to be those themes coming in for those who aren't willing to sit back and, you know, reevaluate how they want to move forward in alignment with this energy rather than going against it. And I'm seeing it already in this community. The people are like, oh, I don't want to change. I don't want to do it that way. You know, that's a really evil thing. Like, for example, like one of the predictions that I was speaking about the other day is this huge surge with AI and, you know, it coming into almost replace our general practitioners, our doctors. And maybe I was speaking about how, you know, in the next 20 years, while Pluto is in Aquarius, we probably will see this, you know, AIs, artificial intelligence, replace our doctors. We're going to be seeing and speaking to, you know, like online AI doctors and then being sent to specialists if needed, you know, after speaking to them. And I had so many people message me going, oh my God, that's so bad. Like, it's a really bad thing. And I'm like, well, it's not, because it means that more people are going to be leaning into, you know, natural health, holistic therapy, things like that, to have that, you know, human connection, that one on one with a practitioner. And I think that there will be a bigger emphasis on health, but not in the way that we think it will be. I think that people are definitely going to be leaning towards, you know, nutrition and wellness and finding new ways to bring through, you know, obviously life expectancy and things like that as well. I think it's going to be really interesting to see it play out. And it's not something to fear. I feel like it's going to be a really, really beautiful thing. And I think it was you. Please tell me if this was you. I'm pretty sure it was you and I having this conversation about AI and the fact that because we're having something take over that logical side of like, the system management part of things, it's actually going to allow us to drop more into our heart. That was you saying that to me, wasn't it? Was that you that brought that up to me?
Yeah. I was talking about this notion that, like, you know, we have a set amount of decisions based on our human brain and the capacity that it holds. So if we take away all of those decisions around things that AI can do for us, like management, like access to knowledge, learning, all of these sorts of things, we actually create so much space and openness for creativity and for our humanness to come through. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're so right. And it's funny because one of my predictions was around the fact that, like, that access to knowledge is going to transform so much. I mean, Aquarius is the water bearer, right? They come with this whole, like, huge amount of knowledge and they pour it into the community for the better good. And so what we're going to see from my point of view is this access to so much information, particularly generated through AI and connected through AI. And it's funny you brought up doctors and stuff, because I didn't even think about that, but I was thinking from the perspective of education, and that businesses will now be employing more specialized skills. Like, it's not going to be enough to just be a client service operator. It's not going to be enough to just be, you know, a really mundane role in business or in the offers that you produce, because we're going to be looking for more specialized advice that only a particular person could give us based on their experiences, based on their skill set. And that's going to transform not only the business space, but it's going to transform the education space too. Because if you can access ChatGPT and it can give you the whole school curriculum for 12 plus years or even give you a law degree. Like, why would we need to be going and doing that? It's going to really just shift a lot of things from my perspective. And we are seeing it already. You're right. Like, about 6 months ago, we were having a conversation in my financial planning job and in their business, and they were saying there are so many financial companies that are just being left to the wayside because they are not willing to innovate with AI. Their cost is going up because of human production, and they aren't able to afford staff because they're doing things the old way, whereas they're not innovating with the access to speed, to connect, and to be global. And mm-hmm. so it's already shifting so much. I can only imagine what's going to happen in the next like 15 to 20 years, right?
Yeah. And it makes me think about that question that it's kind of like this is like, it's a bit of a self-inquiry really. Like if, you know, global companies and businesses are able to find this value in AI, then it kind of makes you wonder, like, when you're rocking up to your job or career or whatever, or even if you have a business, you know, run your own business, it's like, well, how can I still bring through value in a really authentic way? And I think, because I mean, anyone can give information, right? Even before AI, like people, 100%, I could read when people were bringing through information from them or value from them, or if it has been sourced somewhere else and they're just trying to like copy paste it. Like, I knew straight away, anyone that works in this realm can, you know, pinpoint that when that happens, right? So I feel like it's going to be a really, really interesting time, because whilst the, I guess, majority of society thinks it's going to be terrible and, you know, no one's going to be unique or individual, it's actually going to force everyone to be unique and individual, because you're going to be so easily replaced if you are not. Like, people are going to get a huge shock when someone comes to them and they're like, oh, I'm really sorry, I've actually replaced you because, like, you know, you were just an information
like, and I've not even giver, replaced you, you know, with a human. I've replaced you with technology. Like, with technology. I'm not even paying for this. Like, with technology. That's what's happening. It's absolutely already happening.
It is. It's going to push people into finding ways to be more authentic, to bring more of their humanness into what they're doing, even on a personal level with like outside of the workplace. I feel like it's really going to bring through people's their access to their self creativity and things like that. It's really going to like squeeze it out of people, because it's, especially with things like Midjourney and like AI imaging and stuff like that, people are going to really step up in a really, really incredible way. And I'm really excited to see that.
Yes, for sure. I was actually listening to this Instagram expert, and it reminds me of this because he was explaining, you know, views are down because we're all so accustomed to a reel now. Like, we're not just going to pay attention to fucking anybody. Whereas when it came out at the beginning, of course we were going to pour our energy into it because it was new and it was exciting. And this kind of feels very similar in terms of the way that the community is going. And I think we're going to get sick of, within the next 5 years, AI generated content online. We already are, but I think people are going to be a lot more discerning. People are going to be really sick of seeing humanless content. We're going to crave that human connection. We're going to see a huge rise in, you know, in-person events, live events, events mm-hmm. that are community centered, human centered. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we go down the path that is most supportive for humanity, in my opinion, which is using AI as a support and using it as a tool, not as a replacement, I think that it could be really, really beneficial. But we're yeah. already seeing that people are using it as a replacement for their creativity, a replacement for their humanness, a replacement for their knowledge. So mm-hmm. I think it should supplement. I mean, it should, you know, be supportive, not supplementary. Like, and it's going to be really interesting to see how the collective responds to that change and what laws are going to come out around that too, because at the moment it is like the wild, wild west, right? There are absolutely zero laws on AI.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see if that has any influence or effect.
I think absolutely it will. And it's funny, I'm actually starting to see, well, when Pluto dipped into Aquarius a little bit last year, I noticed, this is so funny, and I'm only reflecting on this the last few weeks since I put out that post with the predictions, but I was like, oh, it's so funny. Last year, there was this point in time where I just was not watching any content on Instagram at all. Yes. I was just like, this is so boring. I don't want to be here. This is so boring. And I found myself over on YouTube, which a lot of people are like, oh, that died out years ago. Like YouTube isn't a thing anymore, blah, 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 blah. I was over there like binge watching people's like full length vlogs because yes. It was so authentic and it was like so full of character. And it was just like an inside view into someone's life that I was craving, because obviously over on other platforms, it's very short form. It's very like everyone's using AI now. Like I use it as well. You know, it cuts down my time so much. Like I use it so much in my business as well. But it's really made me reconsider moving forward. And I'm like, wow, I think that we're going to see a really big shift over, like you said, over to long form content now as well. People are going to be watching vlogs. People are going to want to be in having the inside view of people's lives. So it's really made me think like, oh my goodness, like I feel inspired. So I'm really excited to like move into that sort of content as well. That's one of my goals for this year, is to like create more like long form content and just see how that feels for me, to see if I can bring through more of myself, because I feel like ever since the rise in like AI, I feel like I've struggled to really still like show me, you know, like the person behind the business and things like that. So I think it's going to be really incredible for like, especially small business owners that are trying to put themselves out there and trying to share with the world who they actually are and with their communities. It's going to be really interesting, but also so much fun for people to kind of dabble in that. So yeah, that's one of my goals this year, is to actually kind of go down that road and test it out and just see how that feels for me, because I found myself gravitating towards that just momentarily last year, and now I'm kind of getting that itch again. I'm like, oh, I want to be over there. Like, what's everyone doing over there?
Yes, I have felt that pull towards YouTube for so long, and you're right, it might not just be like online content, but it will be that face-to-face content. And I hate to say it, but I'm like obsessed with Instagram, and I'm just becoming so like disorientated in there, because I don't think it is a place where I feel like I can fully express myself and be seen as like the genuine human that I am. So I totally get that. And I think that's why I'm so drawn to podcasting. But
Yeah,
YouTube is already coming back. I've read that so many times. People are leaving Instagram. They're going to YouTube, and it makes so much sense. And you know what? Before, I was thinking, for years, so many spiritual practitioners have felt the calling to like follow the unique curiosities. And now it makes sense, right? Because if we are constantly following the masses in terms of like skill enhancement, in terms of education enhancement, we're not going to create this really specialized skill set or embodiment of the self. And it's funny, because for so long we've been down these little roads of like following each curiosity and reading books, and like, for you, it's been majorly about the Schumann resonance and like all of these things, which isn't really known by the wide society. And it's beautiful, because now we're seeing like why that was. It's because information is going to be so accessible to people, and people are going to be wanting to know specialized information. So yeah, I think it's going to be really fascinating. And I think that businesses who don't have a mission in helping the collective, I think they're going to be falling to the wayside a lot.
I think so. I think so too. And also I just had this hit come through while I was listening to you speak, just surrounding businesses and entrepreneurship and stuff like that. I think, well, I'm seeing that brands are going to be dead. Brands, they're leaving this place. Like if you own a store or a shop, eventually, unless it's like been around like as a flagship, like since the beginning, I feel like it's going to be increasingly harder and harder to actually get that out into the world. And we're switching over to self brands. We're switching over to, it's about the person. It's not about the product. It's about the person. Like people are going to stop having like actual brand names and stuff as well. I feel like it's going to be like, oh, that person, her name, his name, their name. I want to purchase off them. I want to buy off them. I want to like do sessions with them. Like, and the whole business like persona is going to leave. It's all going to be self-branded. Everybody is going to eventually build a self-brand as opposed to like an external brand away from like themselves kind of thing. Do you feel me?
Oh my God. Yes. And I really understand why, because Pluto is about that destruction, but it's also about the unconventional method, right? And businesses mm-hmm. have been around for so long, and they are traditionally looked at the safe place for people and consumers to go, whereas a person is more unstable, they're more unreliable, you know, all of these things, they're more human. So of course, with that Pluto's influence, we're going to be connecting to that raw, untamed, unobstructed, like, power, which is human power, not mm-hmm. business, which makes total sense. And of course, Aquarius is all about collaboration, but it's about collaboration with humans, and it's about mm-hmm. being that innovator, and it's about having knowledge that people want to tap into as well. I think that we're just gonna know people for what they do. But see, this is where like my mind comes through with being a business owner. I'm like, but where does that leave us with content marketing? Because it's so hard at the moment to portray yourself as a human on Instagram, which is going to have to be people's objectives sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
How do you portray that humanness while also showing up as the expert that you are in your particular field? It's going to be this really interesting balance. And I think it's going to take time to really navigate producing content in that particular way.
It is going to be really difficult, but I feel like in exploring different ways to bring that through and kind of like taking the leap on things like that, like on different ways to create content, and using different platforms and just trying it out, I think that people will find their groove in things that they probably didn't originally plan to do. Like mm-hmm. they're going to end up doing things in a way where they're like, oh, who would have thought? Like it really brings through that really curious, inquisitive Aquarian energy and like that carving your own path and doing things in your own way, and not the way that everyone else is doing them, you know, which is like, obviously it's hard in like such a saturated space. Like Instagram itself is quite saturated, but authenticity and originality is not. And we have such a beautiful chance to do that, like harnessing this Aquarian energy, this Plutonic energy, bringing it through, but also like breaking down and rebuilding things that don't work for you, systems that don't work for you, doing them in a way that is powerful and empowering, not just for you, but for other people to witness you doing that as well. And then that inspires them to go forth and stand at the helm and create something that they want to create and bring to life as well. I think that we're kind of moving into, obviously we've always been inspired by people, but I feel like it's really truly moving from like looking at people in like the public mm-hmm. eye, like celebrities and things like that. We're like, oh my God, like so inspired. They're in the bin. Pretty much yeah, now, 100%. Like they're slowly diving into the bin, and we're like, we're looking at real life people now going, hey, like you are so inspiring. Like what, look at what you've built, look at what you've created. And it's all self-built, you know, it's not, oh, they're they've done that because they know that person. I think we're truly moving into this era of time where people are building things from the ground up. And one thing with Pluto too that I love to sort of rephrase as well is it's like not death, it's resurrection. Like people are actually going to be feeling so fucking alive. They're not going to know what to do with themselves. They're going to be like, what is this feeling? I've never felt this enlivened before. And it is that really resurrection. Resurrective a word? It sounds a bit weird. sounds like erection, but it's a bit weird. They're going to feel that resurrection energy come through. It's just got really, really weird very, very fast.
Yes, it's just giving me flashbacks to previous episodes, I guess.
I think we're due for another little.
Oh my God.
Blooper.
Yeah. A little blooper. I think so too. No, I totally get what you mean. And that's a good reframe for sure. It is about resurrection. And I think that's part of it too. Like whatever doesn't make you feel alive is not something that we're going to be pouring our energy into, right? It's just we're going to be so focused on what makes us human, what makes us feel alive, and what makes us feel inside of our bodies, what makes us feel whole and unique and like we are the individual that we came here to be. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to be really fascinating. I also think just circling back to like what you were saying about health, I think we're going to see some really weird and wacky innovations when it comes to like medical and research and the whole science field. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see some things that people have been working on behind the scenes come to life, and they're not going to be accepted by mass society, but they are going to be incredibly helpful for life expectancy, like you said. That personally freaks me out because I get little snippets of what that could be, and it makes me very sick in the stomach.
Really? Yes. Oh my goodness. It excites me. Ever since I was little, I've always said I want to live forever. I mean, I'm literally, God, I mean,
no.
I'm ruled by Saturn though. My chart ruler is Saturn. So I'm all about, I'm like fucking ancient, but I'm also like, I live through all the ages. I will never like, get old.
I have time.
I'm also deep down incredibly vain when it comes to myself. So I'm like, girl, if there is something out there that's going to make me like retain my youthfulness that is already draining away as we speak, bring it here, bring it on, give it to me because I want to be here forever.
Have you seen Westworld?
No.
Oh, you're kidding me. You have not seen Westworld?
No.
I couldn't even finish it. Did you just call me bruh? Bruh. I'm serious.
We're serious.
This is important.
Okay.
You know when I start using like bro and mate and bruh, I'm serious?
She's serious.
You need to watch that because that sounds like your vibe, but I legit could not even watch it because it made me feel so uncomfortable. It's basically about this like they create artificial bodies for people to live in. But yeah, it's really, I think you would find it very interesting, but I legitimately could not even watch it because it is like, it makes me so like weird in my body.
Wow. I love science. As long as they don't start cloning people, I'm all good. Like there's only one of us. Yes. There can't be any more. But I'm all here for it. I think it's exciting. I think that we, as much as we're going to see that in like the, I guess, the clinical scientific world, I think we're also going to be seeing some incredible, incredible, incredible health options that come through are going to like that come from like the natural world. There's going to be lots of things that only a very limited number of people have known about for hundreds of thousands of years, but they're going to be exposed and we are going to eventually have access to them, to utilize them and to work with different plants and really harness the the vitality and the wellness that so, so, so many plants and species have, you know. I think it's going to be huge. So
yes, that's so interesting. And I totally get that. It might not even be, and maybe that's where the connection with the, like, I'm following this person because of their knowledge around a specific plant or plant medicine, and not necessarily going to pharmacies as much as mm-hmm. we used to. That's really fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like reaching out for support from a herbalist or somebody that specializes mm-hmm. in particular plants or natural medicines and things like that. I think it's going to be huge. I also feel like there's going to be such a, almost like the timeline for this is going to be accelerated, but like mental health is going to be a huge thing. Tools to almost physically, but not physically, alter our brain state and truly, yeah, like truly change our perception of things, our understanding of things. It is going to be insane. But also there's so much information already coming out, right? Like I was listening to this. Sorry, go.
No, you go.
I was listening to this podcast only yesterday, and he was saying that he found these supplements that this brand has brought out for vision, and he's worn glasses for years and years and years. And he ended up taking these supplements and not wearing his glasses. And he said that his vision has actually improved over the last 3 months. And so it improved pretty much after a few weeks of taking them. And then ever since not wearing his glasses, he's actually realized that the glasses were more of a crutch, and now his eyesight is actually strengthening now that he's using his eyes without the glasses and taking this like herbal supplement that helps to, it just helps your macular health and things like that. And I was like, oh my goodness, how many people are walking around wearing glasses? How many people are walking around like not kind of nourishing or knowing what to put in their bodies to support different organs, different things within our body? But then we go out and we're like, oh, we need glasses. Oh, I need this. I need that. I need this. And then we end up losing the strength in that thing. So I was like, that's amazing. Like,
yes.
How did we know? Like, we are told if you need glasses, you just need glasses, right? Mm-hmm. When were we told that once you start wearing glasses, your eyesight actually becomes worse because yeah. your eyes are depending on that certain lens? Like, yeah, but then when crazy. You think about it, it makes sense. It's like when you stop going to the gym, you just get like, you feel like, I feel weak when I don't go to the gym. I haven't been to the gym for a few years now. I feel like the weakest I've ever been in my life. I feel like I'm just fading away, you know? I feel like shit, like strength wise, I feel so weak. But it's kind of the same thing. So I just thought that was interesting that like all of this information is coming out contrary to what we've been told. Now it's like, it's very interesting.
It is super interesting. But I was going to say before, when you were talking about the reality altering things, they're actually trialing a drug right now used for prisoners where they give them this drug that makes them feel like time has expanded when it's only been a couple of days. So they're actually trialing that right now. My partner had told me, and I was freaking out. So people who have lifetime, like, I don't know what the fucking word is. My brain's not working.
Sentences.
Maybe I forget. Yeah, lifetime sentences. They will be given this drug and basically they'll live in their own reality. Like they've just served 35, 40 years, but they'll only have served like a week and they'll be able to be released.
Isn't that? Oh my goodness. Terrible. That's going to save the government so much money, right?
That's probably why they're doing it.
I'm like, who's this serving? This is very self-serving. But also incredible if they come out with the right mindset that, you know,
yeah.
they've learned these lessons and they're willing to kind of set a new path for themselves. That is incredible.
It's really wild. It's really wild. And I just think this is literally the beginning. We haven't even stationed direct you know, and it's already happening. Our minds can't even comprehend what's really going to be coming into play.
Absolutely. Anyone who is listening to this right now, I urge you to go and dabble in these revelations that have already surfaced in, you know, the last week or so, and obviously started last year as well, because there is a lot more to come and there's so much we're going to see come into play, unraveling. So I'm excited to see it all come through. I'd love to hear anyone else's opinions or thoughts or what you think. Like, if you have any predictions, please tell us. Utilize the voice chat function. We love hearing you. If not, jump over to Divinely Human Podcast over on Instagram and let us know what you think we're going to be seeing over the next 19, 20 years, because there's going to be a lot happening. So as always, we love you guys. Thank you for joining us. And you can find us on every single platform. Also, please, please, please give us a rating. It helps us so much. You have no idea. And we will catch you guys next week.
Bye.